and I think this, I want to respond to this. Christina said, you give great advice, but I do be curious how people give marriage advice who've never been married. Let me respond to that. That's why I give great advice, because I don't, let me tell you something. Y'all be playing with marriage. To me, marriage is a real thing, okay? Agreed. And marriage means that I have decided that I'm going to assign the rest of the days I have on this earth to a man, my husband. Now, I don't get brainwashed in the engagement post. I'm not brainwashed in the wedding day.
That lady is angry.
Women are walking balls of misery that just learn how to look cute, look like something you might want to fuck a few times. But they're all walking balls of misery, man. All of them.
That triggered her bad because she's a 45-year-old woman who will likely never get married. That train has flew by long, long, long ago, and this hit a nerve with her. You can tell. Yeah, nobody wants to take advice or marriage advice from a 45-year-old woman who had to freeze her eggs and will never get married. That's the last person you should take marriage advice from or dating advice from. Kendra G can't keep a man to save her fucking life. And she just had a relationship in because he cheated. Well, yeah, you only going to mess with a top-tier dude, and top-tier dudes cheat. So just accept that. And I hear you even giving that advice to women. Like, well, how do you feel about, you know, this top-tier dude exercising options? Because you know they do that, right? Well, do you know they do that, Kendra G?
That is the first question, believe it or not, that needs to be asked.
Because I know you want monogamy from a top-tier man, and it's never going to happen, 45-year-old woman. And this is a bad look when you get triggered like this about marriage, because we all know you want to be married. And yeah, when you see those engagement posts, it hurts your soul. It burns your soul when you see those engagement posts and those wedding day posts, because you know you will never have it.
That's how you talk?
I'm not brainwashed in the wedding day. I'm brainwashed in all of it. I have a lot of married friends. I have a lot of mentors who are married.
And so what?
So I live in seeing how all these lives are duplicated because of marriage.
Look, just because you have married friends don't mean you know anything about marriage. You know what they tell you. If y'all go out to dinner or you at an event and they, you know, give you a little snippet of what's going on in their life and marriage, you have no idea what's going on in that marriage for real.
Hey, bro, not a clue.
So that is so stupid. Like, no, I'm a marriage expert because I got a bunch of married friends. Wow. Wow.
Now, I'm a believer in marriage, first of all. I want to say that. But I don't think that it's just something that you just do.
What? Jealous?
All right. Now you hypnotized with hatred.
It's jealousy. Like feeling shortchanged when somebody else is getting all the attention.
And I think, as a person who has always dated and had these questions and thought about it, and also I'm a whole business. So let's start there too. Me getting married is just not the easiest thing. I'm going to quote Jay-Z, I'm not a businessman, I'm a business man.
This is making me uncomfortable.
That was cringe. Hey, Kendra, put your dick up. She trying to posture on some man shit. Look, you having your own business man and you being a businessman doesn't attract men. It turns men the fuck off. I'm a hustler. I'm a big dog. I'm a this, I'm a that. That turns men the fuck off. Nobody sees you as a higher value woman because you have a successful business. People judge women on a different metric. Why can't you keep a motherfucking man and why don't you have any kids?
Next question, please.
Society will always judge a woman more on that than how successful her business is or how many degrees she has. Deal with it, Kendra. You can't offset the patheticness by posturing with your money and success.
Why not?
You got all these men who always talk about how hot you are and how beautiful you are, but you can't keep a damn man. Why is that?
Well, we're waiting.
And you talking like the man you would consider marrying would have less than you. You would never consider marrying a man with less than you. So why are you even talking from that perspective? Like you worried about him stealing your money. You would only marry a dude who make 3 times more than you. Let's be real. He wouldn't be checking for your fucking money. So nice try. You may believe in marriage, but marriage don't believe in you, and men don't believe in you. And there's a reason why they don't.
Come on, man. Damn.
I'm not saying you're a bad person, but based on the evidence in your history, you're a bad dating option, and you're a bad girlfriend, and you would make a bad wife. If that wasn't true, a man would have married you by now. A man that you respect and value would have married you by now.
I just can't align my business with a person that now, yeah, there's prenups and all that stuff, but it's just not that simple. And another thing, too, is I was talking about this today. Right now, if God forbid, I was to be in a situation in a coma.
Like, what? What?
Something is wrong here.
Now she's talking about being in a coma. I ain't married because I might be in a coma one day. Stop it, Kendra. You're making it worse the more you talk. And the guest is like, can we please get back to me? I called to find a man. Ain't this supposed to be a dating show? Kendra, I don't want to hear this shit. Can we get back to my questions?
This is how I think about marriage. I'm in a coma and somebody got to decide if I live or die. That would be my father right now, who I know loved me down to the ground. Don't care about how much money he will receive if I pass away. Now, if I get married, my husband is going to have to make that decision. And until I find the man that I trust enough to decide to keep me alive and not worrying about how much money he going to get if I pass away, you don't just give that spot up.
Right.
Y'all be online just, y'all don't think about marriage in a real way. Because honestly, becoming somebody's wife is the highest honor. That is the highest honor you can give a man.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're gonna
this
let
is
the
not
camera
true.
Keep rolling.
Okay, This is not, doesn't even make sense.
No, let me correct you, Kendra. You're being masculine again. That's the highest honor a man can give you. You're not giving the man the honor by being his wife. He's making a woman out of you. He's making an honorable woman out of you. You're not making an honorable man out of him by accepting. Let's just get that cleared up. But I know you masculine, so you had to frame it like that. And that's why you're not married, because you're a masculine woman who don't know your place as a woman. I'm Kendra G. No, you're just another bitch, actually. But I like your show.
Somebody's wife is the highest honor. That is the highest honor you can give a man, is saying that I have decided to assign myself everything in life is second to you. Okay? This is what you're saying when you get married. Everything is second to you. I'm going through the ups and the valleys with you for the rest of my days if you're going to take marriage seriously.
But yeah, your ego is too big to put somebody else above you. You know, you care more about yourself, your image, your status, the Kendra G show, more than you care about a man. And a affluent man, the type of man you would want, doesn't want that in a wife. He wants a woman who's going to get on his program and not put her brand above his program. And that's why women who are on the forefront, who got shows, who are always in front of the camera, do not make good girlfriend or good wife material. And that's probably one of the big reasons why you're not married and probably never will be. But as you always say, you don't need marriage to feel fulfilled. So I hope for your sake and your happiness that's true. I don't wish any ill on you. But I can tell you not healed because you got triggered like this. So get some help, Kendra. Get some damn help.
Stop it. Get some help.
So I can sit here and give wonderful advice because I take relationships or whatever you want. Ain't no judgment. But I talk to y'all so much. I know y'all don't take marriage seriously. Y'all be in play land when y'all talk about marriage. Oh, he just got... Y'all don't think about it in real life. Y'all just on the internet. Y'all just want to post an engagement ring. Y'all want to just post a wedding day. Y'all not thinking about the reality of what this is. And I know y'all not, because y'all not making life decisions that say that you are. So that's why I could talk about marriage. Now, back to you, honey. Back to you, Ro.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.